Good evening to everybody out there tuned in for the Old Codger radio program. The Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. Welcome to all who are listening. And to those who are not listening, I declare a pox upon your home. A highly contagious and usually fatal pox. That's the good pox. The bad pox allows too many bad people to continue to be a pox upon society. Well, as was the case last... let me just tell you the music that you heard. Sorry about that. I realized I had responsibility to deliver what they call the set list here on the radio. Billy Strayhorn Trio, playing in the Billy Strayhorn Trio by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn and Joe Shulman, and they did Johnny Come Lately. Lionel Hampton before that with Hot Mallets. So, I'm the Old Codger, filling in for Ragged Phonograph Hour. For an hour, 60 minutes of 78 RPM records, which I'll be playing like they're going out of style. And as was the case last week, most of you who are tuned in, you're listening to the Old Codger because you're on the Old Codger mailing list. Yes, we've announced our mailing list 1 week before every Old Codger appearance on the radio on WFMU. I mail out postcards to over 150 people who have asked to be on the Old Codger mailing list. Now, if you want to be on the Old Codger mailing list, I conveyed the stipulations last week. You have to send me $100 in cash, no checks, no money orders, nothing that can be traced. And you'll mail it to me, care of my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey, or you can stop by my home and drop it off. Don't come in the house, please. You'll see a small metal milk box outside the front door. You could just leave it in there. Cash, please, $100. That will cover the postage and the postcards, which includes its built-in future postal increases for the next 60 years. So I'm going to be playing 78s, and I just want to say, they sound great to my ears. Now, as you listen to these 78s, if you're not familiar with 78 RPM records, you may think there's too much surface hiss, or the signal-to-noise ratio is bad, or there's not enough volume in the music. And if that's the case, in any of those instances, then let me just tell you, you have your ears on wrong. Or worse, you've been wearing headphones or earbuds for so long, listening to punk rock or disco, and you've probably sustained irreparable hearing loss. Well, no matter how beautiful the performances you will hear tonight by Fats Waller or Sophie Tucker, the performances that are embedded in the grooves on these platters, you will not be able to hear the details, the fine nuances, the subtleties. All you're going to hear because of your crappy hearing, because of the damage you've inflicted on yourself from the crappy music you listen to, all you're going to hear is a voice somewhere off in the distance. I'm the one who should have made good on all the promises in my last will and testament a long time ago. But you're the one who needs a hearing aid. Your crappy CDs and your MP3s and all this internet crap is at this very moment, it's degrading. That's what it's doing. It's dissolving into dust, and it'll all be forgotten within your lifetime. You bought some lousy Prince CD in 1986, and you can't even play it anymore. That's not a bad thing. It means you don't have to listen to Prince anymore. But if you really want to preserve your music, I have said this repeatedly, there's only one format that will preserve your music forever. 78 RPM discs, and this show exists to prove it. So here's some great music on 78 RPM disc, brought to you by the Old Codger.
Nobody know why. Oh, my baby, afraid of no one trying to shame me. For what it takes, I've got it. Who could blame me? Oh yeah, I'm gonna get high. I'll do it or die and swing them all and have a ball. I'm gonna get high, yes, yes. Hey, God, mommy, there. Yeah.
every day, I hear some kind friends say, Sophie dear, I think you're much too stout. Right away they suggest the diet they think best. They make me sick, I wish they'd cut it out. I don't want to get thin, I don't want to get thin. Why should I, when I'm all right as I am? Those slender-waisted mamas, they make me laugh. My goodness, men like to see a little fore and aft. I don't want to reduce, furthermore, what's the use? When the men follow me around like Mary's lamb. The girls who talk of dieting, gee, they get on my nerves. If you want to keep your husband straight, show him a lot of curves. I don't want to get thin. You can laugh and you can grin, but I'm doing very well the way I am.
Miss Tucker, I think you could do with a pound less or two.
Look what's talking. If he'd close one eye, he'd look like a needle. Mind your own business, Teddy. I'm satisfied to be the way I am. I've got a lot of what I've got, and my friends love it. Mind you, they're no vegetarians. They like their meat and plenty of it.
Well, I think you could spare a pound here or there.
Nobody is asking you, young man. Keep your mind on your music.
I can't when you're around.
Look where I am not.
I can't see that far.
All right, I'll buy you some field glasses. I'm fat, and I know it, and I intend to stay fat.
Miss Tucker, you shouldn't say fat. In the best places, they say one is stout.
In the best places, I'm fat. As I was saying, folks, I'll eat anything.
Anything?
Anything.
You won't eat ham.
Well, we leave politics and religion out of this. I've noticed one thing, girls. You can store this in your dome. All the married men who run after me have skinny wives at home.
You'll have to be much thinner to attract the young sheik.
Don't worry, I'm doing all right with the Spaniards and the Greeks. I don't want to lose weight. The boys tell me I'm great. My sweetheart loves me just the way I am. I have no fear that he'll go chasing round with other mamas. He may find one who will fill my shoes, but not my pajamas. I don't care what I weigh. I eat pie every day. I hate pineapples, and I don't care for lamb. I'll tell you very frankly, I weigh 163. But many a sunny boy has tried to climb upon my knee. And I don't want to get thin. You can laugh and you can grin, but I'm doing very well the way I am.
Bebop music is really terrific. This bebop music is really terrific. Well, I nearly went crazy when I heard the record of Gaylor's Bee. It really enchanted me just to hear him play Anthropology. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter. He continued further by composing another. This one is a smasher. Gillespie is getting greater. If you listen carefully, you will surely enjoy the melody. It sends you in a dancing heat with the drums that give you the afro beat. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter. I'll give you the raters of different composers. Two recognized artists, Charlie Parker and D. Miles Davis. Mr. Parker also plays his rating highly with Steeplechase. And Miles Davis again improved when he made this number, he called it Moon. Yes, sir, this number is really sweeter. I think it's compulsory to bring back a lesbian. I'll give you a chorus of a number that brought him famous. He played with his heart and soul this special number on top the world. And that's how he ruled the ring and retained the name as the Bebop King. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter. Thank you.
And that was Earl Hines. And he was, just 1 second, I'm looking at the record here. He's playing a story-tone piano on his composition, Child of a Disordered Brain. Thanks to Dr. Bopp for that one. That me 78. Good luck trying to get it back. Lord Kitchener, before that, with Kitch's Bebop Calypso. Sophie Tucker, wonderful Sophie Tucker. My paramour of many, many years. That Sophie, when she came to town to perform, she didn't need a cabaret license. She needed a building permit. Well, we heard I Don't Want to Get Thin from Sophie Tucker. Vic Spiderbeck and his gang performed Rhythm King. Is there something wrong with my dentures? My third set of dentures are older than you. Vic Spiderbeck with Rhythm King and Tampa Red and his orchestra did I'm Gonna Get High. I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm here tonight for the Ragged Phonograph Hour, second week in a row. You're the lucky one. You get to hear some fine music on 78 RPM Records. And, of course, you get to hear that wonderful sound that I've long recommended in my letters to the President and the Congress, senators and things. I said, I think we should make surface noise the national anthem. So far, they're not listening to me. Well, you will listen to this. Listen to this, because I'm about to deliver a message to everybody out there. I'm hearing all this talk in the news about these illegal aliens. I've had enough. I've had enough with these illegal aliens. I think we have to send these illegal aliens back to Mars and Jupiter. I refuse to share my planet with them. Should they be stealing our women, breeding with humans, resulting in a race of green, six-eyed mutants. I say whatever it takes, our tax dollars, your tax dollars, however much it costs to build rocket ships, send them back where they came from, I'm in favor of it. And I will vote that way if I have to. Send the aliens back. Spread the word. Pass that along. You be sure to attribute it to the old codger. Okay? Well, anyway, I think we're going to get back to some music now. And then I'm going to come back and talk about my spleen, since so many of you have asked about it. Okay? And here's some music from, this is Willie Bryant. And this is the old codger on WFMU, filling in for the Ragged Phonograph Hour until the top of the hour, the next hour. Bye.
The vipers moan. I want all y'all to get together and swing me out, cause I feel the spirit ringing to me.
Thank you.
Look out now. Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Sam come down the road, tall and straight and slim. He had a shotgun in his hand and his face was hard and grim. His heels was kicking up the dust with every step he took. And when I asked him what was wrong, his whiskers fairly shook. I ain't got time to talk, says he. I'm in a powerful stew. So get your gun and come along. We've got a job to do. A varmint's hanging around my house, a sneaky, dirty feller. And the stripes that's running down his back ain't white, in fact, they're yeller. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk. We've done it before and we'll do it again, and neighbor, that's no bunk. Everyone in the USA is sick of the little punk. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk. This varmint's had his way too long, spreading his awful smell and messing up a lot of homes where decent people dwell. But now he's gone a little too far, strutting and prancing about, 'cause when he gets in my neighborhood, mister, he better look out. I like my home the way it is, and I like it more every day. And as long as I'm able to pack this gun, I'm going to keep it that way. But I know how to deal with him. I've handled his kind before. It won't be fun, but the job will be done, and I'll nail his hide to the door. So get your gun and come along. We've got a skunk to kill. We'll poke him out of the woodpile and chase him over the hill. When we get done with the son of a gun, he'll know he's bit off a hunk. So get your gun and come along. We're fixing to kill the skunk. I recollect one other time, 20-some years ago, another skunk come prowling around, and at first I just let him go. I tried my best to leave him alone, but he wore my patience thin, so I had to get my shotgun out, and you know what happened to him. Well, after that, I kind of relaxed and laid my gun away, but now that smell has started again, and it's getting worse every day. So here I am on the varmint's trail, and neighbor, I'm telling you, that skunk had better hunt a hole for him and all of his crew. So get your gun and come along, we've got a skunk to skin. We'll grab his tail and give it a yank and pull it off over his chin. We'll chase him back to his dirty den and make it a pile of junk. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk.
ハハハハ。 ゆくゆくあの山越えて
何を
一人悲しく泣いてゆく
かか
銀海灘のただ中に潮吹き上げる
SOS だよ。うわあ、やられた。
いるも無残な騙し討ち、さすが傷よい始末も、杖を頼りにひょろひょろひょろ、すぐに行きます焼き場まで。盆さん待ってて。
歩いてゆくわいな詰まったお顔をよくよく見れば
よくよく見れば
どちらが死んだかわからないうわっはっはっはっはっはっは
っボンさん待っててちょうだいなねえボンさん待っててちょうだいなだいなだいな
だいなだいな
だいなだいなだいなだいなだいなだいなだいな
やすくだいなだいなだいなだいなだいな
だいな月の出る頃
あらっしゃい、ただいまがちょうどいいところ。お代は見てのお帰りだ。あ、花ちゃんよ。あれあれあれ、かわいそうなはあの子でござい。親の因果が子に報い。今では哀れなこの姿。南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響、南妙法蓮影響。高尾が三月三月高尾で来年三月嫁が来るお嫁に行きます隣村あんちゃん待っててちょうだいねね愛してちょうだいね
おしまいです。
What the hell was that? That's not what I was going to play. That's not what it says on the 78 RPM record. The label must be wrong. The label said it was Doc Sausage.Great old R&B guy, Doc Sausage. But for some reason, that's not. That was not Doc Sausage. I don't know what the hell it was. I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know what the hell it was. Carson Robeson, before that, would get your gun and come along. We're fixing to kill a skunk. It's the old codger here. On WFMU, Willie Bryant. We heard also on 78 RPM record, the Viper's Moan from Willie Bryant.This is the old codger. I'm here till the top of the hour here on WFMU filling in for the Ragged Phonograph Hour, which could be back next week if he's lucky. Well, I did want to share with you the story, The Anatomy of a Disc Jockey. Listeners have asked often about my knowledge of medical matters because I've been on this planet so long, and particularly they want to know about the human anatomy, and more specifically...My anatomy. Yes, they want more frequent updates on my vital organs. I'm not sure why they're asking. Maybe they want assurance that I'm okay and will be around for a long time, or maybe the opposite. I don't know. You do the math. Well, anyway, this week, I'm going to talk about four non-vital organs. The gallbladder, the spleen, the appendix, and the tonsils. I...have them all. And they're fine. They are fine. I can prove it. When it comes to expressing myself, I am often accused of having unmitigated gall. So that one's just fine. I have my appendix, but if you don't have one, I'm happy to lend you mine, as long as you return it in better shape than you received it. I have tonsils, and they help me rant. As for spleen, I looked it up. A colloquial definition of spleen is bad temper and spite. I rest my case. Doing a radio program, if you want to know what I do for exercise, I do radio programs. Keeps me fit and vigorous. It's like what H.R. Mencken said about writing. He said, by paraphrasing him, of course, I programmed 78 in order to attain that feeling of tension relieved and function achieved, which a cow enjoys on giving milk. So that's my organ recital. Thanks for asking. Thanks for caring. But please don't reciprocate. I'm just not interested. Well, I just wanted you to know that I do have full bladder control. And I'm happy to mention that to complete strangers, if necessary, because I'm proud of it at my age. Full bladder control. FBC, for short. Anyway, I have to go back to the 70 RPM records right now, because I'm running out of time, and I've got so much great music to play. Like this. This is Fats Waller.
Now, boys, I'm going to give you a couple of tunes from my show, Early to Bed. A fine show on Broadway that pays my back house dues, you know. And I can't kid no more. Hold everything. But here's a couple of them from the show. There's a Gal in My Life. And You're Slightly Less Than Wonderful. Look out now. There it is. Yeah. Forces surge. Are you allergic to the augy urge? Must I, with deep regret, let etiquette guide me as yet, and say to you politely, dear, you're only slightly less than wonderful. Yes, less than wonderful. Thank you. what a half pint would do right now. Responsible for the kind of a life I lead. Yes, she led me on. Yes, I was like a big sad sapsucker. She's the talk of my heart. When thoughts of her start, I find myself a tremble like a windblown reed. You know what a reed is? That's something they play on a saxophone, very stiff. To one who never met her, this might seem extreme. Yet her charm still makes me lay me down and dream. Every song in my soul, each plan in my life, has one unattainable goal. Yes, the jackpot, the gal in my life, yes, yes.
At a welfare meeting, which lasts from 3 to 10. The topic of the conversation, as usual, was the scarcity of men. Now Mary Brown had 7, while others had none. Was asked to tell in plain words just how this was done. So she said, you gotta have a trademark, a different kind of brand. You gotta have a classy label wrapped around the can. You gotta pass out samples. You got to give a prize and place it on the billboard for readers. It pays to advertise. It's got to be as standard as the oil and as popular as the Ford. 'Cause if you have what the public wants, they'll pay your room and board. Then too, you gotta give them service, 'cause that's mighty essential too. Just have something good. Don't let it worry. It's understood. Success will come rolling home to you. You got to have everything the public wants, every known make and brand. Direction in plain English and paste it across the can. Credit leads to bankrupt, brother, so that don't appeal to me. Charge accounts to no one, 'cause I'm strictly COD. Oh, I'm fair with all my customers, and I'm honest with my scale. 'Course I'm kind of particular about my measurement, but I never ring no sale. Don't worry, I got ice for them that's hot. pepper for them that's cold, ketchup for them that's far behind, and youth for them that's old. So you see, I've got a trademark that's essential too. In fact, just have something good, it's fairly understood. Bucks will come rolling home to ya.
She's my most intimate friend, and naturally I shan't say a word. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me what the papers are printed or what anyone's heard. I like her. Of course, I don't entirely approve of her killing her husband, but nevertheless, he was the logical person for her to kill, and she did do it nicely, we all must confess. She's never been mentally sound, you know. As a child, she had a murderous trend. I was with her when she... when her brother fell in the well. Of course, I'd never admit it. She's my most intimate friend. Her mother was that sexy Amy Tittlemouse. You remember, we all found her rather queer. And her father is a manic depressive. Why, hadn't you heard? He's been in San Quentin for over a year. So she comes by it naturally. She's such a pretty girl, too. I thought it was disgusting of that physician to feel compelled to tell everyone in the court about her incurable poisonous ivy condition. She had so many bows. I think he did it for an ad. A wretched trick to further his own end. He got every man in town for a patient. Of course, I knew it was true. She's my most intimate friend. And after all, I did try to defend her. I said she was drunk when she shot him. Why, she'd been drinking like crazy for days. She was blind. It's miraculous, really, that she got him. And dope. Lord, she has stuck herself with that needle. So many holes, front and back. If she had any inner radiance, she'd be a living tower of jewels. It's a shame for the tourist that her soul is so black. I like her. There isn't anybody in the world that could get me to say one thing about her. She's what she is, and of course she'll never mend. She's an intro-ultra-extrovert, but so what? She's my most intimate friend. I know she's diseased. I know she's insane. I know she can only be appeased with a lash and champagne. I know Wellesley fired her for her actions with the girls, and I know what inspired her to poison her mother. She wanted the pearls. I know all about the battalion that she left too weak to walk. And I know about the stallion. No, that was only talk. I know they call her house the Hutch and compare her to the rabbit. And I know exactly just how much black magic she does on the Sabbath. In fact, I know a lot of things I could tell if I would, but a gossip I never will end. Wild horses couldn't drag one word from my mouth. After all, she's my most intimate friend.
Word getting all the craze, it's the ladies' phrase, everybody says, hold tight, keep your seats please. No one knows just why it first broke out, what it's all about, why do people shout, hold tight, keep your seats please. What a sensation, talk of the nation, how it travels round. Even the Hindus, Kappas and Zulus, they've all got it, hear them hollering. In the talk is holding hands, perhaps all you girls and chaps on each other's laps, hold tight, keep your seats please. If you're in a public bar one day and hear a Scotchman say, for the drinks I'll pay, hold tight, keep your seats please. If a lady speaker starts to bawl, I can prove to all why young women fall. Hold tight, keep your seats, please. What a sensation, talk of the nation, how it travels round. Even the Hindus, Kappas and Zulus, they've all got it, hear them holler it. Your old flame upon her wedding day, here's the parson say, who'll give her away, but hold tight, keep your seats, please. On the donkeys by the Gacy side, should the saddle slide upside down, you'll ride, but hold tight and keep your seats, please. If your landlady, who's so precise, says the chicken's nice, let me help you twice, hold tight, keep your seats, please. What a sensation, talk of the nation, how it travels round. Even the Hindus, Kaffirs and Zulus, they've all got it, hear them holler it. On the swing boats when you ladies go, mind the crowds below, take care what you show, hold tight and keep your seats please.
Sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. I've got a little gal that wears her hair. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
That's Hank Williams, the way he's meant to be played, on 78 RPM records. Here at WFMU, they have this record library. They have this big box set of compact discs of Hank Williams. Well, they used to anyway. I smashed it. Yes, they want to play Hank here. They got to play 78. It's as simple as that. Well, before Hank Williams singing Mind Your Own Business, George Formby did Keep Your Seats, Please. Bruce Fletcher, he's a queer fellow, eh? She's my most intimate friend from Bruce. Ethel Waters sang about her trademark, and Fats Waller did a medley of Slightly Less Than Wonderful, and There's a Gal in My Life. Well, I'm the old codger. I'm going to go home now and get PTTS. You know what that means. Plushed to the scuppers. Yes, I'm here at WFMU, which, by the way, I'd like to just, before I leave, announce once and for all the people listening, whether they're familiar with WFMU or not, that WFMU is a criminal enterprise. It's as simple as that. It's a criminal enterprise. And that guy who's in charge, Ken Friedman, he knows where all the bodies are buried, because he put them there. Anyway, I got to head out, sure, make way for Dave Hill. Also wanted to say, as far as my organ recital, giving you news about my vital organs earlier, that I got the results of my blood test. I wanted to pass them along to you. Got the results of my blood test yesterday. My blood is red, and it's hot. So, okay, stay tuned for Dave Hill. Goddamn Dave Hill. That's his first name. Goddamn. It's what it says on his birth certificate. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Oh, there's more. Rockland County, 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org.
Can you feel it? That's my new thing. just getting settled. I'm finding my groove. Saying yes a lot. I gotta get the sexy DJ thing down better, you know? I feel like, you know. Oh no, the other guy's soloing. Isaac Hayes would have kicked me out of the band by now. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm gonna put the axe down. Headphones are all tangled up. Hang on, I have to get my coffee. All right, I'm back. Just went across the room to get my coffee. Just giving you the play-by-play. I'm gonna bring the music down a little bit. Yes. I think I say yes more for me than for anyone else, just to talk myself into doing this, you know? Just a waifish little thing from Cleveland. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to work up there. Courage to come in here every week. Anyway, let's do this. Hello and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland, freelance life coach, and casualty of the Northeastern Ohio parochial school system. It's the saddest thing of all. Anyway, hi, how are you? I'm absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you for listening to this, the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now in its sixth or maybe seventh exhilarating month. Nobody knows for sure. Here on WFMU in the heart of gorgeous Jersey City, New Jersey, home of the stars, playground of the beautiful, and city that the American poet Wallace Stevens once described as a place where, and I quote, the deer and the dachshund are one. Which is something I